the Olympic Year is a series of 12 programmes which features the music, world events and Olympics covering five decades of the Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 2000 in Sydney. Tonight, 2000, Sydney.
Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. We've golden soil and wealth for toil. Our home is goodbye sea. Our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every state advance Australia fair.
A new decade, a new millennium, and the 2000 Games returns the greatest show on earth to Australia. And Sydney 2000, which has been hailed by many Olympic experts as the greatest Games of all time. It was a year that saw the controversial election of George W. Bush. Despite losing the popular vote and numerous recounts in Florida, Bush beat the Democratic nominee Al Gore, who finally admitted defeat in his attempt to reach the White House.
Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd President of the United States. And I promised him that I wouldn't call him back.
And it was all yellow.
The era of supersonic flight was coming to an end as we turned into the new millennium, and an Air France Concorde crashes on takeoff in Paris.
Experts say that the pilot should have been able to control a small fire in that engine, but it actually became a very serious fire within seconds of takeoff.
British and French officials will meet today to discuss the future of the Concorde aircraft, raising speculation that the supersonic airliner may never fly again. British Airways has grounded all its Concordes because of safety fears.
The Russian nuclear submarine Kursk explodes while on manoeuvres in the Baltic Sea, killing all 118 crew members.
Today, Commander-in-Chief of the Russian Navy, Vladimir Kurayedov, told relatives of the crew that one of the four bodies recovered yesterday had been identified as Lieutenant Captain Kolesnikov, and with him was a simple note. It said that following the accident, 23 submariners from the 6th, 7th and 8th compartments of the Kursk had taken shelter at the back of the submarine. None of the men Captain Kolesnikov had written had been able to get out. He was writing the note completely in the dark.
The Sydney Games, the biggest ever, and home favourite Kathy Freeman was the star of a spectacular opening ceremony which celebrated the Olympic ideal and Aussie culture. She then became the first Aboriginal to win track gold, to the delight of a rapturous capacity crowd winning the women's 400.
Now Freeman is beginning to turn it on, and Freeman with Graham on the inside is really, really being challenged by the Jamaican. Into the home straight, it's Freeman from Graham, and on the inside as well in lane three is Catherine Murray. They're the top three, and Freeman doesn't have it her own way. It's Graham down the home straight, Freeman comes back, and Freeman's going to take this because that strong finish is right there when she needs it, just as it was in the World Championships. And what a roar for Kathy Freeman!
Maurice Greene cemented his reputation as the world's fastest man with victory in the 100 metres, while fellow American Michael Johnson became the first man to successfully defend the Olympic 400-meter crown.
And there's no stopping Michael Johnson. On the outside is Greg Hoffman, who's running a great race, but now he's fading as Michael Johnson comes to win the gold medal, and the Olympic gold medal has gone to the man who, of course, won the gold medal in Atlanta, and it's the first occasion in the history of the 400 meters that Michael, anybody, any athlete has retained the Olympic...
American runner Marion Jones became the first woman to win five medals in athletics at one Olympics, also completing the 100 and 200 double on the track.
They're ready to go, they're off, first go. And as the usual, Jones starts the biggest stop with Tanya Lawrence on the inside. Jones straightens up, comes away, and she's going to win it. Marion Jones is the gold medalist. It's the first of a probable five, 10-7-5 for Marion Jones.
There was a lone Irish success at the Games, Sonia O'Sullivan picking up the silver in the women's 5,000 metres, beaten for gold on the main straight by Romanian Gabriela Szabo.
Down the home straight, Sonia O'Sullivan is just finding Szabo's speed a tiny bit too much. Szabo's going for it. It looks like a silver medal for Sonia O'Sullivan. Szabo gets the gold, 14-48-0, and Sonia O'Sullivan has got the silver medal here. And it looked like Getty Wami got the bronze.
Britain's Steve Redgrave confirmed his place in the Olympic Hall of Fame with a fifth straight rowing gold medal in the Coxless 4 event, one of 11 British golds in Sydney.
I think they're going to make it. It's not as tight as it looks there on your shot, but it is very close indeed by about half a length. The British are leading. The Italians are coming back at them. The Italians could make it. Britain just holding on. The British make it. What a moment. One of the great moments in Olympic history.
It was like a dream in some respects. You have to pinch me to see if I still got to wake up in a minute and do all this again. I just felt that we had control of it all the time, even though it was a really hard race.
Tight at the end.
It was very tight at the end. And all credit to the Italians. They just kept pushing.
The swimming competition was dominated by 17-year-old Australian Ian Thorpe, who broke his own world record to claim gold in the 400 metres freestyle. He then went on to win another two gold and two silver medals. Holland's Inge de Bruin was the top women's sprinter in the pool, winning the 100 and 50 freestyle.
They're away in the final of the women's 50 metres freestyle on this last day. Manamoto Volker, Torres de Bruin, Alshama, Van Dyken, Shepard and Morakova. 25 metres to go. One breath and it's de Bruin in the middle of the pool. And it's Torres in three and Alshama in five. Those three, de Bruin fractionally in front and will get it inside the last five. It's going to be de Bruin once again. Alshamar is second, and third is Torres.
The finger of suspicion fell on de Bruin, whose progression was staggering, especially in the 50 free, where she'd knocked off half a second from the world record in only a year. De Bruin was annoyed that drug allegations were being levelled at her.
Actually, I don't understand, because I've always been up there, always been like ranked in the top 10 in the world. I did 91, I already had a bronze medal in the World Championships. I did European records all the time, and I was always way up there. I've never been coming out of nowhere.
Swimmer Eric the Eel Mosambani became a worldwide superstar. A 22-year-old from Equatorial Guinea, who had only been swimming for just 6 months, huffed and puffed his way to winning his 100-metre freestyle heat and the hearts of all those around him. His triumph was made possible due when two other swimmers in his heat were eliminated for false starts. Mosambani set a landmark all of his own by actually managing to complete the distance a minute slower than the next slowest swimmer after the heats of the men's 100 freestyle. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. Number of positive drug tests in Sydney. Romania and Bulgaria the worst offenders. The diminutive gymnastic gold medalist Andrea Radichan was kicked out for taking a cold cure which contained pseudoephedrine. Radichan's body weight was so low she didn't metabolize it quickly enough and therefore registered a positive.
Radichan, the first Romanian to win all-round gold since Nadia Comăneci in 1976, became the first gymnast in Olympic history to be disqualified for doping. Traces of the drug exceeding acceptable levels were found in her urine sample following the individual all-round competition last week. And today she was stripped of her gold medal. Although the stimulant would not have given Radichan any competitive advantage, it was necessary, say the IOC, to send a clear message that drugs will not be tolerated.
US shot putter CJ Hunter, the then husband of Marion Jones, was also caught.
Some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter.
He may not have grabbed many headlines, but the most prolific medal winner at Sydney was gymnast Alexei Nemov, who took 6 medals back to Russia with him, equaling his Atlanta tally 4 years ago. Félix Savon joined the ranks of the Olympic boxing greats and became only the third man to win 3 gold medals in the ring. It took a comeback from 2 goals down and a penalty shootout, but Cameroon's victory over Spain in the football final ensured that the Olympic football title stayed in Africa. Hours after Cameroon's win, another comeback and a dramatic finish in the hockey. This time it was South Korea who came from 2 goals down, but Netherlands won the battle from the spot. The US team once again topped the medals table in Sydney with 97 medals. 39 of those were gold, 25 silver, and 33 were bronze.
Mambo number 5.
The 2000 Games in Sydney, Australia. The games of Marion Jones, Alexei Nemov and Stephen Redgrave. Next month, the eyes of the world will turn towards Greece as Athens hosts the Olympic Games of 2004.